We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bills play-by-play man John Murphy is with us this morning from Nashville for Monday Night Football tonight, Bills and Titans. And, you know, Murph, looking at it, could this possibly even look like a home game for the Bills? It seems that there's so many Bills fans that are there.
Yeah, it might sound like that at times. I'm trying to recall a couple of years ago what it sounded like. There were a ton of fans, Bills fans here a couple of years ago. Not last year when the Bills lost, but 2 years ago when the Bills played a game down here. It's amazing how many Bills fans are here. This has become the go-to spot for Bills fans this season, I think. And they're certainly out in force the last few nights, and they'll be out at the stadium. I did run into some people since I've been here, some Buffalo people who just came to hang out. They don't even have tickets to the game. They're not even planning on going to the game. They just wanted to be around Nashville for the weekend. It's kind of crazy, but here they are.
Not a bad place to get away and take a weekend getaway. And having all the Bills fans there, just the extra. Hey, you know, John, all right, another year, another matchup against the Titans. And, you know, it's a tough team. It's a strange team, right? I mean, this league, so often it's been going toward passing all the time, and here's a team in Tennessee. They've got the running back to do it, and they just keep feeding Derrick Henry, trying to pound that ball on the ground. An outlier in some ways, but it's really worked for them.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're not having great success. They're sort of one-dimensional when I look at them, and I think they know that they can't just get by running Derrick Henry the way they have, especially this season, past years notwithstanding. It'll be interesting to see how they do it tonight. There are rumblings, I guess, you know, if you read what the Titans are saying in the media. They've got Julio Jones back from a couple games out with an injury. Of course, the great former Atlanta Falcons wide receiver who brings solid credentials here. I think they may try to adjust their offensive approach a wee bit tonight. We'll see if they do and if they're successful. I think the Bills are anticipating maybe a bit of a change, thinking that the Titans can't get by just running it as much as they do. You're right, they're an outlier. They don't really fit in with the rest of the NFL, running the ball as much as they do. They do it effectively, but it's hard to win games consistently when that's what you do almost exclusively. And I think I'm interested to see if they change their approach a little bit tonight. And I'll tell you what, that thinking leads me to one of the keys, I think, to a Buffalo victory. The Bills would love to and need to get out to an early start in this game and take away the Titans' tendency to go to the run that much. You know, if they're down 14-0 or 17-0, they won't want to run it as much as they're comfortable doing, and maybe that's the key to a Bills victory tonight.
You were just mentioning Titan injuries. How about the Bills? I mean, Matt Milano, John Feliciano, both practicing fully this weekend.
By the end of the practice week, they're ready to go. A totally clean injury report. The Bills report no injury designations on any players going into this game, which is unusual. It does not mean that nobody's hurt or nobody's got little nicks and things, but it's unusual for any team in the NFL to have a totally clean injury report. I think they've done a good job this week of resting players and getting players ready to play.
Is it a benefit to have this game on a Monday night after how late of a night it was Sunday? And then, you know, we heard kind of head coach Sean McDermott allude to it a little bit that, you know, it does throw off at least the beginning of the practice week just a little bit, you know, getting in at 5 a.m. and then, you know, having to shuffle things around. Having this later game, you know, push back a day, that's got to help a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's more of a regular practice week schedule for the Bills, you know, to have a they got back, as you said, early last Monday morning and had their normal Tuesday off. Really didn't get down to work until Thursday with their first full practice of this past week. And so they got a regular practice weekend in terms of the number of days and just pushed everything back a day. And they could do that because they play on Monday night as opposed to Sunday. And traveling, too, factors into it, right? They had a lot of travel time worked in there yesterday, so they're able to accommodate that with the Monday night kickoff.
The other thing, too, they've got the bye now after this game tonight. Is that great timing on that, do you think? And how badly do they need that win to carry them through the bye?
Yeah, well, that's one reason. That's a million reasons to win. That's one of them. I was thinking about that. I mean, it's a great, I think, a motivator for McDermott if he chooses to use it, saying, look, we all know the bye week's coming up. You're all going to scatter. We're going to give you a ton of time off. Let's finish strong. Let's finish with a win and go into that week off with a good feeling, right? And to go into that week off with just one loss so far this season. And you know, to go in after a couple of loss or wins on the road in the AFC would be important too, and the Bills can set themselves up for all of that with the win tonight. I think there's a lot to be said for using that as a motivational force for the Bills tonight.
You know, speaking as a fan, and I don't know if it's different for you or maybe different from the team. It's certainly not different, you know, the next morning coming to work in that sense of things. But I feel like I've finally gotten used to the Bills in prime time, where, you know, up until now, it was always, if the Bills are playing in prime time, that's, you know, the biggest game. It's a huge deal. But, you know, we got the love last year, and, you know, really the last couple of years, you're starting to see it more and more. And now Sunday night football this past week, and here we are on Monday night again. I think I've finally gotten used to, yeah, the Bills are a team that's going to be featured in primetime.
Yeah, and, you know, it took so long for them to get there, right? It took a while for all of us to get accustomed to that. But, yeah, they're a national team, and they, you know, I don't know if they're the number one NFL TV attraction these days, but they're certainly one of the top, like, five in the NFL in terms of fan interest because of how well they played. And they've got a set of stars, you know. They've got some stars who have done well on national TV, and people want to see them. So, yeah, I agree with you. It takes some getting used to, and there's still two more primetime games coming up this year, right? Another Monday night here against New England, and, of course, Thanksgiving night at New Orleans. So it's not just 1 o'clock Sundays. There were seasons, as you know, where every single game was a 1 o'clock Sunday kickoff. And, you know, and that's fine, and it's good, and it's regular and gets you into a routine, but you're not getting the kind of exposure that people enjoy in the NFL.
Yeah, we were getting used to that. But there could even be potentially more primetime appearances, right, if they flex a couple of games?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're into the flex part of the schedule, I think, usually, well, the last second half of the season at least, so there could be more. And then, of course, we all anticipate playoffs, and those are going to be primetime big television games too.
John, always great to talk with you, and have fun tonight. Monday Night Football, always great. So John Murphy, play-by-play announcer, hear him on the call on WGR 550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.